Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Bet. We'll now elaborate more on what we said in the last Mishnah about the halakha is that certain things are considered to be money and certain things are considered to be the item that's being bought. Mishnah says, Ketzad, how is this so? Why is if I take the gold or copper coins, I would acquire the silver coins, but taking the silver coins would not acquire the gold or copper coins? The Mishnah answers, Mashach hemenu perot velo natan lo ma'ot, eno yachol lachzor bo. The rule is, now let's say a person is buying a perot, he's buying fruit, and the buyer, he took the produce from the seller, but the seller did not take the money from him. We say, eno yachol lachzor bo. He's not allowed to back out of the sale at that point in time. The taking of the produce has affected the kinyan and the sale is final, even though the seller didn't take what was rightfully his in terms of the money. As long as the product, as long as the item that we're talking about, the thing that was for sale was taken, the sale has been executed. Natan lo ma'ot velo mashach emenu perot. But if the buyer gave the seller money, but the buyer didn't take his produce from him, yachol lachzor bo, he's allowed to back out of the sale. Because the transaction hasn't been affected, because the item, the thing being sold, hasn't been taken. So in our case, the gold and the copper coins are considered to be the item in question, the perot over here in our mashal, in comparison to the silver coins. So when the gold or copper coins were traded for the silver coins, if the taking of the gold or copper, which are considered to be the fruit, the perot in our situation, then the silver, which is the money, has been traded, it's been acquired. But the taking of the silver coins, which is like money in this situation, would not acquire the gold or the copper coins. It seems to be from this that buying something with money would accomplish nothing. It can't really accomplish or affect the kinyan. So therefore, we would say that it's seemingly meaningless. So the Mishnah is going to qualify that halakha. And they write, Aval Amru, Hachamim said that even though a person could technically back out of a deal or a sale, even if the money was given, as long as the product has not been given, Mishe para mi anche dora mabul mi dora pelaga hu atili para mi mishe eno omed bidiburo. The Hachamim put a curse onto a person, and they said, just like Hashem punished the generation of the flood and the generation of dora pelaga who built the tower to up to the Shamayim for their averot, for everything that they did, and Hashem scattered them all over the world, Hashem is also going to punish the person who does not stand by his word. She'eno omed b'diburo. If he backs out of a deal after the money was paid, then he is doing something wrong, and the Bet Din curses that person, and they promise in a way that Hashem is going to punish that individual. We implied earlier from the beginning of the Mishnah that paying money would not be enough to finalize a sale, and then either side, either the buyer or the seller, would be able to back out of it. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree with that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol shehakesef biyado, yado al ha'elyona, says Rabbi Shimon, the person who has the money in his hand has the upper hand. What do we mean by that? We mean that once the buyer paid the seller, then the seller, who has the money, he can back out of this of the sale, but the buyer wouldn't be able to. So the person who has the money in his hands is able to back out, but the person who already paid would not be able to in that situation.